Welcome to the Walk on Wellness podcast, 20 minutes or less of power-packed strategies that would challenge your thinking, elevate your ideas, and provide you with practical tools to help you navigate your journey in life through health, wealth, and relationship. I'm Gigi Chai, a mom entrepreneur, lifetime student, and knowledge broker turned wow author on the Walk on Wellness show. Starting with the right mindset in 2021 is crucial to set a new tone for the new year as we leave 2020 behind. In this first episode of the Walk on Wellness podcast, I discussed about three things we can do to create a different you in 2021 and start a prosperous new year. It was recorded live virtually on the first day of the year and compressed down for your listening pleasure. Good morning! It's the first day of 2021 and you realize you're still here. When you open your eyes, the sun is out. The weather is actually pretty good today. It's a good day to go and jog. But I had a jump in the trampoline now, and since my little boy is not here in the room, I had his music going and I'm already feeling the warm-up. It's a good day to start the year, but with energy. I know we didn't have much sleep last night. For some reason, when you put like vitamin C and magnesium powder in a drink, milk, or even just water, gives you some energy. I just came to pop in because there's things in store for this year. For one, I have someone do my website finally, because I tried to tinker it sometime 2016, so 4 years ago. I don't have any idea how to do it. In fact, the first day I have it live and I didn't even have any content in there. I was not aware what to do. I have to call people to help me how to unlive it, because I hit live and there was nothing in there. But anyways, complete health and inspiration. It's still in the process of me editing it and have the developer kind of do some tweaks here and there. Some links don't work yet, but it's out. Complete health and inspiration. It's been my desire to get some connection to people. I am not a good speaker. I am better off putting my thoughts into words, in writing, in composing, or things like that. But you know what? Talking, you can actually express more and you can have more thoughts out when you compare to writing or typing. You can do it faster than talking. In fact, I stopped putting any blog there, any post, because it took me a lot to create a content. So now I am starting on podcasting, and it's a way for kind of check a channel. Anybody who has any thought or any desire to share their expertise or their ideas, or believe that they have something that you can actually share, you are very much welcome. I'd be happy to have you on board. So if you have any idea how to have 2021 prosperous, I have some thoughts in mind. One is start doing something that you're not comfortable doing, just like me talking to you right now. It's not that complicated. I believe we just make it so. Things that we are not comfortable, let's start doing it. Those people who are actually admired for the expertise, let's say for example Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant, we admire how they very precisely do the goal that they, when they aim for a shoot, they do it. That's all we can see. But we never, well, Kobe, you know, kind of talked about how he starts, how he makes all those practices behind closed doors. People don't see. So people are admired in public what they have been constantly doing in private. We have all these tools we can use, and we should start utilizing them. I don't feel as much like I'm alone, because I saw my family celebrating the new year, and even if we were not physically there together, I still feel like I'm there with them. You know, it's just a push of a button and you can actually get connected to anyone, anywhere in the world. And just because we are told to
have less, you know, kind of gathering, it should not stop us to connect. You can expand your horizon. You can expand even your connection, your contacts. So start doing something you're not comfortable and do it constantly. Second, we need to make peace with our past, with whatever was behind. So I found this shirt in a store. It says, first rule of 2021, never talk about 2020. But you know what? It's okay to talk about it. You just need to get those lessons, the wisdom you got from what we've been through. A lot of changes, a lot of pivot I had to do for 2020. I decided to just be present with those who really need me most, and I'm here. And that does not really stop me from even doing something like this. Sitting in the corner and watching TV, if it does not feed your life positively, you might as well limit or just switch it off. If you really want to be updated about the news, somebody is gonna post it, somebody is gonna talk about it. But to be constantly programmed sitting in front of that television and that's all you get all day. I see some friends who don't even really post anything on their social media, but then once there's something that triggers them about issues today, you can feel the kind of rage inside, and then just start doing something, putting something in writing of how they feel. And of course, if something, you're kindled by something not positive, basically that's all that will come out of you. But make peace with it. Start to get your energy started from inside. Be the thermostat and not the thermometer. What do I mean by that? Well, we need to set the temperature that you want to be. Let's say that if you want to be energized, surround yourself with people that would energize you. Surround yourself with news or like music or anything, an inspirational speaker, an inspirational book. Focus there. So you get something positive. Your thermostat will stay the same. Anything that would get your energy down, just switch it off. There's a reason why a rear view mirror is smaller than our car front shield. You know, whatever we had in the past, we can glimpse on them and then just kind of get directed. If it's something that we didn't really want to continue in our life, just leave it behind. Just move forward. It's like one of my mentors. I'm starting to do this because I've been bathing myself into these people who are actually doing it well now. And I admire them not because they're an expert of what they're doing now, but because they shared how they started. When there was no follower, when nobody was listening to them, they just keep on going. And that's how we should treat life. The thing is, we don't want to start anything because we don't want to be seen starting small. Nobody was born an expert of anything. Everyone have to repeatedly do things that they want to be better at until they get better at it. And nobody should consider themselves a failure. It's not that you fail. You don't fail. And as long as you keep on doing things that you want to do until you win, we will just get that thought. Everybody is a winner, actually. Gene-wise, we develop from a little something to what we are now. We can thank our Creator for that. But we have been equipped with wisdom. We have been equipped with talents. We have been equipped with everything that we need to succeed in life. So it's just a matter of us digging in. Look at your resources. Sit down and focus on what are you good at. I realize there are things that I'm not really good at. So if I keep on doing those things, it will just dampen my energy. I'm not really that good at it. Why do I keep on doing it? One thing good is, and hire somebody to do it. So, lesson learned for me is, only do the things that you are good at. It's better to focus on things you can do and get the not-to-do list and have other people do it for you. Problem solved, and then just move one foot forward. So, thought I learned from one of my mentors. He said, life is just like going forward, like the house gets burned down and you only have, what, few seconds, 10 seconds to prepare. You only have this little suitcase to go out with to survive. Only bring things that would serve you. Only bring things with you that you can make use of escaping from that house burning down. So if we look at 2020, it wasn't as pleasant. Many challenges there, but hey, we're still here. We still open our eyes and look at the sun. Sun is out today. Actually, I thought it will be snowing a lot, but it's clear. So I want to wrap this up and I want to go and maybe have some sunshine, chat around with the kids. So that's our new year. There's no need writing down resolution. We just need to act on what we want to do. If this was me before, I would sit down, think of what I want to say and write them down, and it takes a lot. So right now, I just feel I'd like to connect and share this with you. So let's start the 2021 right and hang around.
If you're loving the Walk on Wellness podcast and have gotten any value out of it that changed your mindset or your approach in life, would you mind doing two things for me? Subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode and leave your review so we can get the word out about how the Walk on Wellness podcast has changed your mindset and your life. Until the next episode, this is Chidi Chai saying, Walk on Wellness, wow, you're way to help.